Hello, my name is Chao Feng and I'm from the School of Mathematics and Physics at the University of Queensland in the city of Brisbane in Australia. I'm in the fourth year of my PhD and the title of my thesis is Superfluidity in Bose-Einstein Condensates. Hello, my name is Chao and I work in the field of ultracold atoms, which is a branch of fundamental physics. To explain what I do, we'll begin with just a single atom. The greatest discovery of the 20th century is that the way this atom moves is not described by the equations of how tennis balls or marbles move, but rather by how waves move. This wave-like nature of matter is very difficult to see unless we go to very low temperatures, around a billionth of a degree above absolute zero. At such low temperatures, a collection of these cold atoms can form what's called a superfluid, which is a fluid that can flow without any drag forces or resistance. What I'm looking at is how drag forces can then appear and disappear in a superfluid made from a gas of alkali atoms. And the simplest way we can do this is by poking a superfluid and seeing what happens. And this is exactly what we do. We put many of these cold atoms in a box which constitute our superfluid and then give them a bit of a stir with a laser beam. My role is to simulate all this on computers and provide colleagues down in the lab with help on what to look for when they try this out on real atoms. What I've seen is that if I stir this fluid very slowly, nothing happens. The superfluid ignores all my stirring. As I stir it faster than a threshold rate, suddenly lots of things begin to happen. For example, there are these troughs of emptiness which appear in the fluid that don't go away. They're called solitons. There are also whirlpools of emptiness which appear and can hang around. They're called vortices. So imagine stirring a bathtub of superfluid with your hands. What you might see are whole columns of emptiness or lots of little whirlpools that move out of the back of your hand as you move it. But if I stir the superfluid even faster, and if I stir it fast enough, I begin to see more complicated things happening until eventually, nothing happens again. If I stir it too quickly, the superfluid begins to ignore me once more. Very curious. My thesis involves quantifying and explaining just how these curious solitons and vortices lead to drag forces occurring in a superfluid and then disappearing again. This work is funded by the Australian Research Council.